Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The incoming White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, told Fox News Sunday President-elect Donald Trump accepts the view of the U.S. intelligence community that Russia engaged in cyber attacks during the U.S. election, the presidential election in November.
He accepts the fact that Russia and other entities engage in cyber attacks in the United States all day long. He accepts the fact that this particular case was entities in Russia.
But Priebus did not indicate there was a direct link between Russian President Vladimir Putin and the hacking. Mr. Trump, who hopes to improve relations with Moscow, has questioned Russia's involvement. President Obama on the ABC program this week said he ordered an investigation last month because of Russia's past behavior.
Part of the reason that I ordered this report was not simply to relitigate what happened over the last several months, but rather to make sure that we understand this is something that Putin has been doing for quite some time in Europe, initially in the former satellite states where there are a lot of Russian speakers, but increasingly in Western democracies.
Mr. Obama said the Russians intended to meddle in U.S. politics, and they succeeded. Russia has denied the allegations. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari says his government is not resting in its efforts to find the remaining Chibok girls that are still held captive by the militant group Boko Haram. Girls' kidnapping nearly 3 years ago grew international outrage, but yet few of them have been heard from since. In October, the government negotiated the release of 20 of the girls. This is VOA News. Former Iranian President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani has died at the age of 82. It comes as a shock to moderates and reformists in Iran who say they are deprived now of their most influential supporter in the Islamic establishment. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said his country has lost one of its greatest pillars of the revolution and a friend to the supreme leader. Rafsanjani's death comes ahead of presidential elections in May, and some observers say it is a blow to moderate President Hassan Rouhani, who allied himself with Rafsanjani to win the 2013 election and went on to resolve Iran's longstanding standoff with the West over its nuclear program. Rafsanjani's funeral will be held tomorrow in Tehran. Iran has announced 3 days of mourning, including a public holiday tomorrow, for Rafsanjani, who was president from 1989 to 1997. Speaking to the French media, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said his forces are on the road to victory after the fall of rebel-held eastern Aleppo last month. He said final victory will come when the terrorists are gone. Trinity University Middle East expert David Lesh says the Assad regime is winning, but the war is far from over.
They're certainly winning. The war is not over by any means. You know, there are a number of different conflicts going on in Syria right now, but the regime does control the major cities.
Bashar al-Assad called the nearly six-year-old civil war painful, but insisted people must be liberated from terrorists. Airstrikes Sunday continued to pound the rebel-held Wadi Barada Valley near Damascus, where the city's vital water supplies are located. The U.S. federal agent who interrogated Saddam Hussein alone for months after the former Iraqi leader captured is now leading the investigation into the shooting rampage at an airport in the U.S. state of Florida, which is blamed on an Iraqi war veteran. George Pirro, a native of Lebanon, is in charge of the FBI investigation into the shooting that left five people dead and six wounded. Federal prosecutors have charged 26-year-old Esteban Santiago in the killings, which could result in the death penalty if he is convicted. So far, authorities are saying no motive for the attack is evident and that they are following all investigative leads. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.